this is about struggle. So take what I'm saying as a hypothesis, as a possibility, as it is the truth, and then look at everything the way I'm suggesting, as though that is so. There are no problems. There are facts. And if you look at the struggle in your life, you'll find very rarely, if at all, has it to do with this very moment. But you say, but I have a serious illness. Yes. That's a fact. Where does the struggle come from? It comes from your mind saying, oh, I've got this illness because I didn't do this, so it's my fault. Or I've got this illness because it's in the family, so it's the genes, so it's my parents' fault. But no, it's not like that, you see. There is no struggle, there is no problem if you are with what is now in this moment, just as it is. So we're coming back again to just in this moment. Now, this you must see again as a hypothesis if it isn't your truth. And it isn't your truth if you're in struggle. Let's say this is the way it is. Everything in every single moment is perfect. Absolutely perfect. Now, the mind isn't going to agree with that. What about all the suffering? What about all the dishonesty? What about that? But yes, that's there. Those are facts. People are starving. We are being controlled. We are being manipulated. The world isn't the beautiful place it could be. So what the mind does is it takes these facts and divides them into good and bad and right and wrong, because that's the only way the mind can keep functioning. It has to divide everything. If it doesn't divide, the mind stops. That's what the depth of meditation is. Why monks sit 18 hours a day all their lives waiting for the mind to stop. And it stops when there's no comparison, good and bad and right and wrong and here and there and you and me. And as Jesus says, when you see the up is the down and the down is the up, the in is the out and the out is the in, a man is a woman and a woman is a man. When thine eye be single, then will thy body be full of light. When the mind stops, or when you've disconnected from the mind, perfection in everything. And there's another more practical aspect to that. Again, see if you can connect with this facet of it, this way of looking at it. You see, so I've just said everything is perfect. But you see, it's not only perfect, it can't be another way in this moment. Now, your mind says, yes, but if we did this and if that, yeah, but that's not now. And if you could, then do it now. Do it now. Do it now. So, everything is perfect. And even if it isn't, it is the way it is now. Now, I'm going to offer something else to you, but again, not for you to believe, but just to take as a hypothesis. Just consider that not only everything is perfect, it's perfect for you. For you. Nothing is ever against you. You've got a serious illness, how can that be for you? Open up. A serious illness may be getting you to change your life so you don't go on doing what you're doing, which is going to kill you. Your car didn't start. You've missed a serious appointment. How do you know who is going to run the red light? We don't know anything. Things are happening and interacting all the time. And we just assume, most people assume all the time, back to struggle, that things are against us and have to be put right. No, they don't have to be put right, because there's no right and there's no wrong. They may need to be adjusted. And the adjustment is not anything you do, it's something you allow. Now listen to that very carefully. It's something you allow. Old story. When I was living in California, I came up to the traffic lights, realized I was in the wrong lane, so turned, because there was no traffic around, turned left. Police on a motorcycle stopped me. I'd done an illegal turn. Gave me a ticket, and it turned out I could pay the fine and get this put on my license, or I could go to a driving school lesson that was run by a police. It was run by a New York cop, really rough guy. He started off by saying, when you left your house this morning, you knew you were going to break the law. You knew. You see, something's happening all the time. There is no time. Time is an illusion. You never go anywhere. Oh, that's ridiculous. You leave your house, you get in your car, you get on a plane. No, 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 no. That's all illusion. The plane isn't traveling. Reality is traveling. You're sitting still. There's nowhere to go. This is the only place there is. This is it. So, if you stop and listen, you will hear that this job is no longer appropriate for you. This relationship is finished, or you need to change your approach and go much deeper. Don't go on that journey. Do go on that journey. Don't do this. Do that. Listen, listen. And suddenly, a perfect flow. Like, as they use an example, the flow of a river. Flow. Flow. And as Heraclitus said, you can't put your foot into the same river twice. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. Now, if you drop into the river, the time, the flow of life, and listen, and respond appropriately, you will flow at the speed of the river. And when you do, you won't feel the river. If you slow down, you'll feel the river. If you do things and go fast, you'll feel the river. But at exactly the speed of life, responding to life, yes to life, no complaints, that's pushing the river. Gratefulness, drop into the river and flow. Now, some things may not be comfortable for you. But if you listen and you respond to whatever comes up in you, even although, and it will, your mind will usually say, no, 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 no. When I was in Hawaii once, a friend of mine got really pissed off at the airport because they wouldn't let him on the plane, because the plane was full of a sports team. I forget what the team was, football, I think. They wouldn't let him on. He got very angry. The plane crashed. Everybody died. Listen. Listen. Now, when I say listen, I've got to explain this. When I say listen and be responsive, I'm not talking about being apathetic. I'm not talking about not doing anything. I'm talking about not doing anything. So sitting quietly, doing nothing, you're doing nothing. But then, oh, that's right, that needs to be done. Does it stay there? It needs to be done. get up and do it, and you're not doing anything. You are responding. Sitting there, you're meditating. Good, we're meditating. This is what we're supposed to do. And then you need to pee. As soon as you need to pee and you don't pee, you're doing something. You're not in the flow. In the flow, you're not letting the flow happen. If you go, oh yes, that needs to happen, and you let it happen, that's not doing anything. That's being with what is. Zen saying, when I'm hungry, I eat. When I'm tired, I sleep. When you need to do something, you need to do something. When it's appropriate not to do anything, don't do anything. Just being with what is. And you will realize for yourself, every moment is always perfect. Not only that, it's for you. It's giving you exactly what you need in order for you to, let's say, evolve. It's a relative term because on one level you're already that, you're already evolved. But it'll give you another level of being in this dimension with another level of, let's say, ease. Eventually you'll see it's ease, freedom, fulfillment. And eventually, I'll use the common word, but it's not the common meaning. Love. And a sense of love that has no separation. You don't love somebody or something. There is only love. It's like a mist that surrounds us somewhere, dissolved into the mist of love.